For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Paige Beebe, the junior forward out of Ham Lake, Minnesota. And Paige, first of all, congratulations on a big win against the Bulldogs.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun to play against, and the crowd made it all that much more fun to play in.
Speaking of the crowd, obviously there's a lot of friends and family in that crowd. How much does it help playing here at home?
Oh, it's huge. We knew that playing against Duluth, it was going to be a big turnout just because they're such a big rival and they're so close. So I think it definitely brought a lot of momentum and it helped us in a lot of ways. And I think it was a big part of the energy tonight.
Your team goes down 2-0. Second period, Haley Max strikes twice. What is it about Haley being on the ice? Her energy is something else.
Yeah, that was huge. Haley scoring twice was absolutely incredible for us. I think just she plays with such intensity and passion, and she just always wants to get it to the net, and I think that's a big part of why she's so successful, and I think it helped us a lot tonight.
You go into the third period tied 2-2. Walk us through your goal.
Oh my goodness, my adrenaline was pumping the whole third, well, the whole game, but the whole third period. I had a penalty, and I just got back on the ice. I was out there for a little bit with Reese Hunt, and we were fortunate enough to get a quick break, and she came down the right side and just hit it over, and it just barely went in, but it was fun.
It's never easy scoring on Maddie Rooney. She's an Olympic goaltender, can't take anything away from her, but how good does it feel to be able to put one past her?
It feels really good. We knew that they weren't going to be gorgeous goals, and like, that's okay. Greasy goals mean just as much as beautiful goals, so it was big.
You guys pull ahead 3-2. At that point, what was going through your head? How did you guys hold off the Bulldogs?
It was a lot of just calm down, don't get too overwhelmed. I think just playing a lot of good D zone and being more on the D side versus going at the puck. So I think that was a big thing.
You then set up Abby Haluska in the final seconds for that empty net goal. There was a huge collision involved in all that. And I'm like, the physical play of this game is so intense between these two teams. But you kept you held your ground and somehow got that pass to her. You guys win 4-2. 3 points in league play on your opening night of WCHA play. How do you keep that momentum going into game two?
We knew we wanted to play gritty. We have to be hard to play against, and I think we did a good job of that tonight, and so I think that's going to be a big thing coming into tomorrow's game is be hard to play against, be gritty, don't let them have time and space, because I think that's when they can be successful. But I think we did a good job of shutting them down tonight.
Haley Max said it in my pregame interview with her that I asked her what would it take for you guys to beat Duluth. She said, we need everybody, whether they're on the ice or off the ice. Everybody has to buy into this. Everybody did, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree completely. I think the energy coming from the bench, whether you're playing or you weren't playing, was absolutely incredible. And I think that brings a lot to the team overall. If you know you have your whole team behind you, then you can do really great things.
Lauren Bench gets her first win of the season. How good is it to see her? I mean, you guys have had a great goalie battle so far. How good is it to see her, the upperclassman, the veteran, getting her first win?
Yeah, we have three very incredible goalies, and I think this is a big win for Bench, and I think it's a big confidence boost going into this season and playing in conference play now.
What's it going to take to beat Duluth in game two?
Like I said, be gritty, be hard to play against, don't give them time and space. And I think just playing our game and getting pucks to the net and crushing the net.
Okay, on to some fun questions. Paige, what's your pregame ritual?
Pregame ritual. Well, this morning, walked Lindsay's dog by the lake. And then it's kind of just, we play sewer ball, which is kind of like soccer, but you don't let it touch the ground. That's a big thing we play. That's about it.
What kind of music do you listen to get pumped up before a game?
Believe it or not, we listen to a lot of country. And like, you wouldn't think you would get pumped up by that, but like, we do. So I'd say country.
Obviously, you're a dog person, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a dog back home?
I do not. I wish I did. But Lindsay's dog loves me, so.
Okay, what kind of dog does Lindsay have?
It is a Labradoodle, I believe.
What's the dog's name?
His name's Gus. He loves me.
What is your major and what do you hope to do with it after school?
I'm double majoring in math education and mathematics. And I'm doing that just because there's a lot of overlap. So with that. But I want to be a high school calculus or pre-calculus teacher. So I think teaching math for like upper high school. But I'm so excited for it. And I also want to coach with that. So yeah.
I'm speechless because I hate math so much. What? Why? Why math?
A lot of people say they hate math, which is okay. But like when I get a problem right, like it is so satisfying to me. And I find it so much fun when you understand it. So that's a big part of why I want to do it. And it's like, I want to help other people, like, because everybody hates math. That's just the general consensus. But I want to go against that.
Paige, congratulations again on your first goal of the season. Good luck and go get those Bulldogs.
Thank you, Kelly.